Good morning, I'm Paul, host of the New P&L, and a very warm welcome to this week's The New P&L to the Point. The New P&L to the Point is a weekly podcast series where in around 10 minutes each week, we break down the key elements of our weekly The New P&L conversations with industry leaders and entrepreneurs. And we offer an opinion on the key points from the conversations and how our listeners may practically apply them in the business. This week on The New P&L to the Point, we're extracting and expanding on one of the discussion points from our conversation with Marianne Moore, founder, managing director, and chair of Justice Studio. As the leader of a social enterprise in the social justice sector, Marianne is a passionate advocate of the role of purpose as a firm foundation for all organizations and businesses. And it is this, the role of purpose in business, that I'm going to be discussing today with you. Because it's a view we also hold at the New P&L, as you would expect, and it frames all the work we do with our clients at the New P&L Brand Purpose Institute. And sometimes what I find in my work at the Institute is that some business owners and leaders and management teams have a very confused relationship with the purpose in their businesses. And it's confusing for the following reason. Because defining purpose often feels like something that's just too fluffy and tangible and frankly, for some, too pointless. For others, it's mistaken for a business's values, for the values they espouse and have printed off and stuck on their walls, or their mission statement, or their vision. And I completely understand all of that. And as a realist, I also understand when some business leaders and business owners say to me something along the lines of, I just want to get on with running my business, not worrying about all this stuff around purpose. I just think it confuses rather than adds to our business. But usually, as the discussion goes on with that leader or that management team, and I dig a little deeper, I get a much more nuanced explanation behind this view. And it invariably comes down to the same thing. And that is understanding how to actually define what purpose is in a business and where it needs to sit within the building blocks that form the basis of the business or the framework of that business. So how do we define purpose? Well, most businesses started with a firm sense of purpose, a desire to solve a problem that the founder saw in the world. So they developed a new product or a service to help solve that problem. And for the first period of that business's life, its purpose underpinned its reason for being and everything it did and delivered. But then as that company grew and achieved great success on the back of intimately knowing its purpose, it ironically so often casually or quietly drifts away from it as the organization grows and new people come on board and new products are developed to grow the bottom line and feed the rapidly expanding operations of the business. So one random day, the purpose of that organization then suddenly seems to be just focused on how to increase the figure in the bottom right-hand corner of that Excel sheet by another 10%. Meaning that without fanfare, the pursuit of profit has quietly superseded the primacy of purpose in the business. And that fundamentally changes the shape and the focus of that organization at that point. And of course, we have to have rigorous and ambitious financial targets. Businesses don't grow without them. And without profit, there is no room to invest, to innovate and deliver new products and to build successful businesses. However, without a robust clarity of purpose to underpin the growth of the business, the pursuit of just profit over time will inevitably lead to employee disengagement and disillusionment because it doesn't mean anything to them. Because employees want and need to be part of something bigger than themselves, something with purpose, something they can strive towards. And importantly, if the conversations that we see online and in the newspapers and news portals around the Great Resignation are to be believed, then employees more than ever are now perhaps prepared to move businesses, to leave their current employment if they don't offer them the purpose and the principles they need to believe in something and to strive towards. And then there's also the perception that purpose actually gets in the way of profit, that it has the potential to get in the way of business doing business, if you like. But in fact, the opposite is true. When purpose is truly understood and is the genuine foundation and focal point for everything in a business, purpose serves to enhance profitability. So in terms of defining purpose, your purpose is your core reason for being as a business. It's the very reason you exist and what you're here for, what you're trying to achieve. It should sit right at the heart of your organization. It is the very deepest foundation upon which you shape your values as a business, or the principles that define your business, the way you shape your vision for the business and the mission to deliver on that vision. It should shape the culture you encourage and the way you motivate, respect, trust, engage, and encourage employees. It should underpin the messages you communicate and the reason you communicate them. It should drive your product innovation and align with your commercial ambitions. So as I just said, it is the beating heart of your business that feeds all of the other arteries in it, the strategic, the operational, the cultural, and the commercial arteries. And a defined purpose means employees and all other stakeholders understand with clarity why your business exists, what you are trying to achieve, what its role is in life, if you like, and how its products and services aim to deliver on that. It changes the conversations employees have with customers and with each other, because they are not trying to sell products. They are trying to solve problems for customers to make their lives easier, better, or more enjoyable in some way, the result of which is selling a product. And as a result, relationships with those customers are also built on trust rather than just transaction. And commercial relationships built on trust ultimately lead to greater customer loyalty and repeat purchases, lowering the overall customer acquisition cost. But sometimes I feel the biggest challenge with purpose is not just defining it, but actually intentionally activating it day in, day out. So it's not just the aligning with all the elements, as I said earlier, cultural, operational, strategic, and so on, but actually the constant reinforcing of it on an ongoing basis. Because if you want to build a brand with purpose, it needs to be built on purpose. It needs constant attention and intention for it to grow and for it to be embedded at the heart of that business. Because purpose in a business context is not a concrete plinth. It's not erected one day and then simply visited every day and admired from afar. Purpose is something organic that evolves subtly with time, and sometimes not so subtly over time. And it needs constant and intentional commitment to it to help it organically evolve. And even if the core purpose that underpins the business does not fundamentally change over time, the way it is shaped, articulated, and delivered on must naturally change over time, because people in an organization change, markets change, needs change, and customers change. And all of these changes call for a reevaluation of purpose, a constant reevaluation of that purpose. And if not the foundation of it, as I say, certainly the shape of the framework that it is built upon to ensure its delivery remains relevant to those who are the recipients of it. And for those business leaders who do deliver on their brand's purpose with intention and purpose, they are rewarded with engaged, productive, and motivated and loyal employees. And customers who truly value both their products and what the brand ultimately stands for, because there is a clarity of what that brand stands for, a purpose that sits behind it, and a purpose that is relevant to those customers. So my question to listeners today is, where does your original purpose, the reason your company was established, where does it currently sit within your organization today? And how is it articulated, demonstrated, and delivered on? Where do you see it in your culture, in your values, in your commercial ambitions? And how is it relevant to you, to your employees, and to your customers? And if the answer is not very relevant at all, or not very obvious at all, then what is the first step you can take this week to start realigning purpose, the purpose upon which your business is built? Because taking one purposeful step with genuine intention this week will start you back on the road to realigning and redefining your purpose to the benefit of you, your customers, and your business. If you enjoyed today's discussion on purpose, please do take a moment to pop back and listen to our discussion with Marianne Moore as well, the chair of the Justice Studio, episode 144. And if you'd like to discuss how the new P&L Brand Purpose Institute can help your business redefine the purpose and principles that underpin it, and realign them with your commercial ambitions and aims, then please get in touch with us. Just email paul@principlesandleadership.com. So thank you once again for listening to the new P&L to the Point today. I invite you to pop back on Wednesday for the next installment of the new P&L Weekly Deep Discussion, and then again next week for the latest installment of the new P&L to the Point. If you've enjoyed listening to the new P&L to the Point today, I also invite you to take a moment to rate us or review us. It only takes a moment and does make a massive difference to us. And if you'd like to join our movement to drive awareness of a more principled approach to business and leadership, please also sign up to our mailing list. Just go to principlesandleadership.com and fill in the newsletter prompt on the homepage. So finally, I'm Paul. Thank you once again for listening to the new P&L to the Point today. Have a great day.